Hello, this is Russ Walden with Father's Heart Ministry, and this is the Daily Prophetic Word. The Father says today, it's time for you to fly. I've been lightening your load, requiring you to release and relinquish much in this season. This is not meant to take away from you, but to prepare you to spread your wings and soar into my glory, to move from faith to faith, from mountain of triumph to mountain of triumph. I'm not diminishing your life. I am jettisoning those things from your life that do not align with my purpose. I am working to bring about, beloved, your greatest happiness and my highest purpose. Determine in your heart to fully cooperate, for in a moment, in a day, you're going to find yourself airborne in the realm of the Spirit. You're not called to be a plodding pilgrim, but a navigator of the heights in my spirit that others only wonder about. The rarefied atmosphere of my presence will be your native habitat, and from there, you will touch down, then rise again, returning with much spoil, much understanding. I will activate the spirit of understanding and counsel within you, and you will be preserved and redeemed from many of the enemy's snares that are not visible at ground level. So separate yourself to me. Don't fear the transition. It may seem unfamiliar, even uncomfortable at times, but I'm with you every step of the way. Just as a bird must leave the safety of its nest to soar, you too must step out in faith to experience the fullness of all that I have for you. Remember, I'm not asking you to do this on your own strength. My spirit will lift you up, guide you, and sustain you. All that I require is your willingness to trust me and to surrender to my leading. This is a season of elevation, acceleration, and promotion. I'm calling you to a come up higher place, a place of greater intimacy with me, a place of expanded vision and deeper influence. Don't settle for the familiar, the comfortable, or the mundane. Embrace the adventure that lies ahead. As you ascend, you will encounter new challenges, new opportunities, but don't be afraid. I have equipped you with everything you need to succeed. My grace is sufficient for you, and my power is made perfect in your weakness. So spread your wings and fly, soar above the limitations and distractions of this world. Fix your eyes on me, and I will lead you to places you never dreamed possible. Remember, this isn't just about you. It's about the countless lives you will touch and impact along the way. As you navigate the heights of my spirit, you will surely become a beacon of hope, a source of inspiration, a vessel of honor, a vessel of my love and my power. So, no more hesitation, no more delay. The time is now. Step out in faith and embrace the flight of your life, for I am with you always, even to the end of the age. Let my words sink down deep into your heart. Meditate on them day and night. Always allow them to transform your thinking, your perspective, and your very being. This is not just a message of comfort or encouragement. It is a prophetic decree and declaration over your life. I'm speaking my purposes over your life. I'm releasing my power to bring them to pass. So receive my words with faith and expectancy. Believe that what I have spoken will come to fruition. And as you do, you're going to witness the miraculous unfold before your very eyes. Remember, I'm the God of the impossible, and nothing is too difficult for me. No dream too big, no obstacle too great. So dare to dream big. Dare to believe for the extraordinary. Dare to step into the fullness of your destiny. The world, the very world, is waiting for you to arise. It's time to take your place, to shine your light, and to make a difference, beloved. So go forth with confidence, knowing that I'm with you. And as you do, you will experience the joy, the fulfillment, the abundant life and more abundantly than I've promised. This is your season to fly. Embrace it and watch me do amazing things through you.
Now, what do you do with the word like this? You mix it with faith. You make a choice to remember that Jesus said that the kingdom of God does not come with observation. So passively observing a word or pondering a word will get you nowhere. You need to take the word and activate it by your faith. And one of the most powerful ways to get an abject unbelief or absolute faith is in the area of giving. Mix this word with some faith by sowing into its very fulfillment in your life. You see, the faith that it takes to give into a prophetic word is equivalent to the faith involved in bringing that very word to pass in your situation. Ask me how I know. Act now, because your response time in giving is a metric for God's timing in bringing this breakthrough to pass in your situation. Go to fathersheartministry.net, click on the donation button, and let your faith soar. The mailing address is Father's Heart Ministry, P.O. Box 14127, Springfield, Missouri 65814. Or you can text the word PROPHET to 44321 if you use Cash App, $PROPHETICNOW. If you use Zelle, PropheticNow@gmail.com. I want you to know that I am here to be the prophet in your life. 2 Chronicles 20:20 says, if we believe the prophet, so shall you prosper. I want you to notice how we misread that verse so much. We think it says, believe the prophecies. It doesn't say, believe the prophecies. It says, believe the prophets, so shall you prosper. And how can you believe in the prophet unless you have one in your life? And that's what I'm here for. I want to remind you that the sky isn't falling. I don't care what you see on the news and on the media. The sky isn't falling. The kingdom in your life, the kingdom is coming. This is Russ Walden with Father's Heart Ministry. Visit us at fathersheartministry.net and take advantage of all the resources that are there to put you over in life. God bless you.